You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time to go out to a Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Well, we're in the home stretch of the football season. It's time to refresh at-home viewing experiences. And Subway has teamed up with Mike Golick, our next guest, to share a few tips on how to make sure your home gates this football season are the most memorable part of the year. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. No complaints at all. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We were just talking about what a day to have you coming on the show. But before we get to some of the things we do want to talk to you about, talk about your relationship with Subway and the people who are at home with their home gating experience and how they can make it special.
So here's the thing. You know, only X amount of people can actually get to a stadium and tailgate out there or go to the game. Most people are going to be at home. And coming to the end of the season here, you want to have a little home gate. You know, you want to have some people over, have a great time, but what do you not want to do? You don't want to prep. You don't want to get the food ready the night before and have to prepare everything and make sure everybody's happy, and then all of a sudden you're tired from doing all the prep. Let Subway do it for you. Subway.com, or get the Subway app. You can order what you need from Subway. They will deliver it right to your door, from sandwiches to cookie platters to chips. Anything you need to make your guests happy, and you're not doing any of the work. Isn't that what we strive for, not doing work? I mean, that's what's going on here. You don't do any of the prep, and you get all the glory and all the back slaps and handshakes from your guests because you put on a great meal because of Subway, and you're fresh and able to home gate and have a great time while you're watching the game.
All right, and for more information, visit Subway.com, or you can visit the Subway app. Mike Golick joining us here on Wake Up Call. So, Mike, obviously the big story, Brian Kelly leaving your alma mater, Notre Dame, and we thought what a great time to have you on to get your thoughts why Brian Kelly did this and what's next for Notre Dame.
Well, I think Brian Kelly did it. Listen, you know, money talks as well. Anybody that says money doesn't talk, at least to the majority of people. I've said this about players, coaches, whether college or pros. Everybody has their own reason for doing something. What's your motivation? Now, certainly, you know, money can be a motivation, and I have no problem with that. You know, years ago, I may have ranted and raved, oh, the coach has a contract, you can't leave. But this is reality. This is what happens. So we know this is what happens. So if it's money, and also I think it's a combination of that and the fact I think he's going to believe he has a more consistent chance to win a national championship. And really, that's the only thing missing from Brian Kelly's resume in the FBS is a national championship, right? He's been coach of the year. He's been in the playoffs. He was in the title game when my boys were at Notre Dame in 2012 and they lost to Alabama. But they've never been able to close the deal. And they're a team that can get there every couple of years to the Final Four, and then the other years they're not. They're out of it. I believe he thinks that LSU, he's going to be able to maybe consistently be near the top or have a shot at the national championship. I think that combined, you know, with jacking up your paycheck a little bit, you know, which isn't so bad. I think those are the reasons. It's tough. He's the first coach at Notre Dame, I believe, to actually leave on his own, not being fired, just choose to go somewhere else. So that certainly, I think, caught some people by surprise in South Bend.
And I know you love your school, but how do you look at Notre Dame on the landscape of where college football is right now? I grew up at a time when Notre Dame was the prestigious school in college football. Is it still that? Does it still carry that same level of prestige?
Well, I think it still carries a level of prestige, probably not what it was, because we haven't won a title since 1988. You know, it was 73, it was 77. My brother Bob was on that team. It was 88 when Lou Holtz was coaching. And now these players weren't even born the last time Notre Dame had a national championship. I still think it carries weight and prestige, but not what it was. And as I said, and it's we're seeing it, you know, in reality, is they get there every now, you know, every year or two, a couple years, and then they're top 10 or top 15 or top 20. And then they get there again, but they haven't been able to close the deal on that either. So I still think they can be one of the top teams, maybe pull off a title at some point, but I think what Brian Kelly believes is he can get more depth of the type of recruits he wants and a deeper pool of that at LSU than what he could get at Notre Dame. Listen, we understand Notre Dame, Stanford, there are some different guidelines and restrictions for some of the players. So sometimes the depth of the top players isn't going to be as great there as it is at some of the other schools.
Mike Golis joining us on Wake Up Call, and he brought bringing you to buy Subway, helping you with your home gate experience. Visit Subway.com or the Subway app for more details on how you can make your home viewing watching experience, especially on the food preparation side, a lot easier. Mike, the next job, that the next coach that goes to Notre Dame, your feeling, is it somebody that has to come from a Luke Fickell or somebody that's been a head coach? Marcus Freeman's getting a lot of love, the defensive coordinator, as a promotion step up. What kind of person or what kind of experience does that next person have to have at South Bend?
I'm a big fan of Marcus Freeman. I really am. I like his defense. I like his style of defense. I've met him and talked to him a few times. I like his personality. I'm a big fan of his. So if they elevated him, I would stand and applaud that. I have no problem at all. I think Luke Fickell would be another a great coach at Notre Dame, which would be pretty ironic since Brian Kelly came from Cincinnati and then Luke Fickell would maybe come from Cincinnati, which is kind of odd because Cincinnati may be in the Final Four, and would it be possible that their coach would be leaving for another school? I think Luke would. I personally think he'd like to coach Notre Dame or Ohio State. Notre Dame's open right now. Brian Day is the coach at Ohio State. Maybe he gets some overtures from the NFL. We don't know yet. But again, this is just on the outside kind of guessing what we think. But I think one of those two would be a fantastic hire for Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman from elevating inside or going outside, I think Luke Fickell would be a great get.
Mike, how do you see the overall landscape of college football right now? It's always been controversial, which who goes to the playoff, BCS, polls, whatever. But now there seems to be a push to expand this playoff to lessen a little bit of the urgency of the regular season. Is that a smart way for this sport to go?
Oh, I absolutely think they should expand. If they go to 12, I'm fine with it. You know, and I've heard people say that it's going to lessen the regular season. Well, when you have four, then five, six, seven, maybe eight, you know, it's that's the excitement, right? Well, if you have 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, those are going to be the same teams that are trying to get in to the top 12. So to me, there can still be some excitement there. But I understand it's going to be conference champs, group of five, and power five. But I'm glad they're going to do that. Now, each year are there 12 teams that potentially could win the championship? I doubt it. But just get in the tournament, and how much that could help recruiting. If you can go out and recruit and say, hey, we're in the college football playoffs, even if it's 12 teams, and that can help you recruit on the road. Because not only are you recruiting 18-year-olds nowadays, but the landscape has completely changed to where you're recruiting guys that are in the portal, in the transfer portal as well. Look at, Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma to go to USC. The quarterback that he benched, Spencer Rattler, everybody was talking about him as a Heisman hopeful. He's in the transfer portal. He's going to go. So these coaches aren't only recruiting 18-year-olds. They're recruiting guys in college who are in the transfer portal as well.
As a person who played college football and probably would have loved a name, image, and likeness deal when you were playing, and for the many people that you know have played college football, it seems to be a good thing. Is it 100% a good thing, or are there going to be some drawbacks that we look back and say maybe get a little control of this?
Well, I think there's always going to be unintended consequences that we don't know about yet. I think the best thing that happened was it happened in July before football really started, and it was like the wild, wild west. People were just signing deals left and right. And I think it's a good thing, and let's see if there'll be more, because it's not going to help every athlete out there. It's certainly going to help some. Let's see if they expand on it. But what I think is going to happen is they'll eventually get to more rules about it, or guidelines maybe, since the NCAA just basically punted on it and said, okay, go ahead, you conferences or states decide what you're going to do. And they just kind of ran from it. So I still think it's kind of refining itself. I love seeing the players get the deals they're getting. And, oh, my gosh, it didn't hurt college football.
Right.
It's still going just fine. Everybody is doing great, and everybody will continue to do great. And these players can make a little money all along the way. Nothing wrong with that.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Again, Subway.com is the website to go to help your home gate experience. Really appreciate your time, as always. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks.
You got it. Mike Golic again, Subway.com and the Subway app to help you with your home gate experience. Again, like he said, you know, there's no need to prep food so much when Subway can do it for you. Visit Subway.com. We'll come back some thoughts on the college football landscape, as he just mentioned, as we continue with Wake Up Call.